This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Fired up here on a Monday. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. Take you guys up until 2. And then I'm out for the Christmas break.
Yep. We'll hold it down tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
And then we're going to take the path of the Tobin.
How was your Christmas party, Rhinestone Cowboy?
So, how bedazzled were you?
I wasn't too bedazzled. Here, I'll show you.
I don't think he was bedazzled at all. It's
no, because you couldn't see the back of the jacket.
Oh, so you had rhinestones?
Yeah. Hold on. My,
Because you looked, it looked just like your standard Canadian tuxedo. That's what you had going on.
No, but you couldn't see the.
He was in denim.
He was.
Nah, look.
Denim on denim.
So that was me and my daughter.
Leroy and Snitchy Mouse.
Snitchy Mouse. Yeah.
Adorable.
Leroy, you just look like a guy living in the '80s
in
the
South.
Yeah,
you look fantastic.
No, but you didn't see the back, and then my front, my shirt was bedazzled and said 504.
Is that New Orleans?
That area?
Yeah, because I had a fleur de lis on my back.
Ah, fleur de lis.
Yeah.
Very good.
So,
was the party a good time?
Oh yeah, it's always a good time. Had a couple of drinks, start messing with people.
And you only got to walk across the street.
May or may not have called two of my neighbors Tic Tac. They were tiny. They're tiny. They're fun.
Why are you size shaming people?
I'm not size shaming.
A little bit.
They can't control that, Leroy.
I'm not. I just thought it was because they're very nice. And I was like, they go, what's up, Leroy? What's up, Tic Tac?
Vlad, you went to the fight on Friday?
Yes, I did.
How'd you enjoy it?
Well, thank God for TV and apps, man.
I got to tell you.
Because those early fights were.
It wasn't a great card.
No.
The only cool part was Anderson Silva getting to see him back in action. And he obliterated Tyron Woodley. But, you know, in fairness. He's three weight classes bigger than him. He really like,
and it was a short notice fight for Woodley.
Yeah, I mean, but did you see him fake the kick and then hit him with the uppercut?
And he fell for the fake kick with no kicking.
He definitely did,
dude. You're supposed to get knocked out.
He fell for the fake kick. I was like, woof.
It's not like Jawbreaker, Jake Paul running and tackling,
dude. The way
this is no lie. Everybody said. This looked bad. It only looked bad for Jake Paul, who was on all fours for most of the fight because he was grabbing and tackling.
Yeah, especially after the third round.
Yeah, that was a bad look.
Once he got to the third round, like, look.
Soon as Anthony Joshua figured out, he's done pretty soon.
Yeah, there was two things. Like, Anthony Joshua was swinging and missing early, but he just, because, like, he had no intention of engaging with him in a fight. Once he like caught him with one uppercut going low, because he's like, oh, the whole thing is he's gonna go to the corner and duck like it's a circus, And then Jake Paul just completely, like, you texted it, but it was clear too. Like, he was running out of gas. Like, you're not going to be able to win a fight like that.
He was running and running. Then all of a sudden, he just looked like
he's not
ran
conducive
out of juice.
To, he's not conducive to cardio. Like, even in right. his other, you know, because he's
HGH.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who
but
knows?
I'm telling you, like, yeah, you can see it. I'm like, uh-oh. This is over real soon, folks, because mm-hmm. he getting tired. He getting real tired because taking deep breaths, taking the knee. He had 17 standing eight counts, and one of them was just Mirza. He tackled him. He got kneed in the junk.
Well, he didn't get kneed in the junk. That was another thing.
In the stomach.
He was in the stomach, and he's right. like, I'm like, because they showed it on the Tron.
He
we're
was
like,
calling. Listen,
and then you can see him. Himself. It took him a long time to get some breath. I'm like, this is over.
Man, listen. I'm not. I can't speak for her. I mean, she's right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the joy that came across Jay Fig's face.
Grinch smile.
Grinch smile. Oh,
how'd you feel?
Hey, what did you do?
How'd
did you
feel?
Did you fist pump?
How'd you feel?
Hi, Jay Fig.
Hey. So, look, I kind of feel bad. I'm not going to lie.
Wait, what?
You didn't know his jaw was broke.
No. I felt bad just seeing him, like, on the floor. He constantly kept falling on the floor, and I kept
falling. He wasn't falling.
He was running to the floor.
Yeah.
I felt a little bit bad, but you know what?
Well,
he had it going.
Here's what I think what Jennifer's feeling is like how I felt going into that night.
Yeah, because like
my entire thing was I was like, I'm worried for what's going to happen tonight because I know that this is very what he's about
he
to
could
do
get grazed by
is,
something
yeah,
that could just put him
it's
in night
just night. Very
yeah.
very dangerous and whoever decided you know I'm sure he's a wild guy but there's a lot of money on the line a lot of Netflix money on the line and to go from fighting a very skilled boxing dwarf to fighting a man who is way too big for you to be fighting.
Extremely
and
large.
Is very, very dangerous and has been boxing his whole life and is an Olympic champion and is basically a cyborg. And you're like sitting here and be like, oh, there are people. Drake put $200,000 on Jake Paul. Like, and Drake.
I mean, it's Drake. Come on. I mean, I've been like, suffering L's for the last
two years. I don't know what he, like, did anybody like really think, you know, he hit him a couple times, like, caught him.
Didn't
but, like,
even hurt him.
Didn't even touch. Like,
that
it didn't hurt.
That was kisses.
Impressed that he was able to land a glove on him. Like, that. But the idea that he was going to go in there and he was like telling it, oh, I'm going to F him up. I'm going to mess you. Like, dude, he had his intention was survival. And if you're, and for me, people are like, what's your prediction? I'm like, I'm going to think he's going to lose in a round. I think he's going to, so went past my expectations. He was able to survive for many rounds.
I mean, I've never seen a fighter run like that.
Not only running, but
tackling.
The diving at the legs was embarrassing.
That's
exactly.
what I'm saying.
That's why
when
I
you
felt
see
so bad
because
it was embarrassing.
When everybody during the fight was talking about how Anthony Joshua is not looking good the longer this fight goes, I'm like, no, I feel the opposite. That what kind of man talks this much trash and then tackles a guy every other second?
Right. But I was impressed that he was able to still get up after that. He was able to get up and not be taken out of a stretcher for taking a shot like he did from Anthony Joshua. Tough guy.
Oh, don't worry. He like
tough guy. Look, got handsomely rewarded for it.
Tough guy.
He is. He's a tough guy.
Who's a tough guy?
Jake Paul.
He ain't a tough guy.
Dude, he took a.
He ran around for
Leroy.
Four rounds.
He took a monster right hand from a former heavyweight champion of the world and had his jaw cracked twice and got up to talk about it minutes later.
Tobin, can I ask you this? You really think Anthony Joshua do like the hardest punch he can?
No,
he doesn't have to throw the hardest, but like it doesn't matter.
No.
Like even if you took a good punch from a guy who's 6'6", 240, like
I think
dude.
He held back on some of that punch.
People around me were saying, "Oh, he's not doing anything." I'm like, I don't think you want him to do much right now.
I think you guys.
I think if he really hit him, he could have cracked.
I felt
his
like
face.
There
as soon as he tried to get active, but here's the
dude,
problem.
He had
Let
a lot.
Let me tell you the biggest mistake. The biggest mistake Jake Paul made was. He didn't want to get interactive when Anthony Joshua until he got tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, that's when you really could get knocked out.
Yeah. I think more people would have liked him to go. Like, you can't go. He shouldn't go toe-to-toe with him. It's dangerous.
But
he shouldn't have fought the fight. Like,
but,
that's the thing is he shouldn't have been there. And his promoters for doing it and his promoters for convincing him or agreeing with him or going along with him for doing it. He's a wild man for even trying to step into the ring with somebody that's way too big for him, way too skilled for him, and he really shouldn't do it anymore. Like he's
and is it what? They're the same age.
Who's the same age?
How much older is Anthony Joshua?
They're the same age. I think they're 8 years apart.
No, they years. Oh, he's still in his 20s, right?
I think he's 29, so like I think 7 years apart. Like, right. But Jake Paul, but Anthony Joshua is still.
That's fight age.
A heavyweight at 36 is still got right. plenty of fight in him. Right. You know,
28 and 36.
So, right. it's not about. But like, that's a dangerous fight, and it really shouldn't have happened. It really shouldn't have happened. But the thing with me is. After it happened, like, yes, he took the punch, he got up, did the interview. My level was, I thought he was going to leave on a stretcher. That's what I was.
I mean, crack jaw going to the hospital, getting surgeries close enough.
It's pretty bad. But he got up, he did his interview, and he shouldn't do this anymore. There's nothing else to do.
There's nothing else to do. When this fight was over, I thought, he got a good run out of this. This is over.
It's over, yeah. And
because
I think and it
he
won't,
can't go back to fighting. You know,
he's like, I'm gonna go be a champion. Like, no, you're not. You're not gonna be a champion. You're not gonna be
because that ain't even the best of the heavyweights.
Go join your brother.
Yeah, you're not.
Go to WWE. Become the tag team champs.
It's crazy that I and this is what I guess I'll give him credit for. It's crazy that he got to this point and that he got everybody buying into it. That he stepped in a ring with a former heavyweight champion and that yes, he was in there. Whatever you guys think it was full speed. Anthony Joshua was swinging with bad intentions.
Yeah.
Swung and missed a few times with bad intentions. Like, that was very dangerous for a guy who is not at that skill level and should not be in a ring, skill or size level.
That's
with
why
Anthony
nobody
Joshua.
Else would even sanction a fight.
Yes. And so that to me is like, you didn't dodge a bullet because your bullet has been, it cracked two parts of your jaw, but you lived. So you should probably just be like, all right, cool, we got away with it.
And you made nine.
Let's
figures.
Move on.
He made take 100. Your winnings.
They claim he made 120 million.
I don't buy that.
I don't buy that either.
I don't
either.
Buy that. Because Anthony Joshua even said going into it that he didn't make the most for this fight. I don't buy that he made $100 million.
But yeah, they said Joshua
made he made a lot of money, though. I don't know when we got to this point where we're like, yeah, he made $100 million. It's like, did you? Really? Giving away all them
that
tickets?
That would be the biggest fight of the year.
Giving away all that those tickets?
That would be the biggest fight of the year.
Yeah, come on.
So wait, the crazy thing about it is, kudos to the camera crew. Because the way they Netflix showed it, Netflix it was a packed house.
No, yeah, bro. Yeah.
When you watch it on TV.
It had its missing parts, for sure.
No, when you showed it on TV, missing the way parts. They scanned around and did the panoramic view and everybody, it looked like it was packed.
No, by the time we got to the fight,
correct.
A lot of people were closer now.
People
yeah, but those are the
yeah, but it was. I would say I don't know how many people paid for their tickets, but I will tell you that like by the time the fight got to the main event, it was 90% full from whatever they were selling.
You know what's crazy? Like when we go to Vegas and it's only like 6 o'clock in mm-hmm. Vegas, so I think people tend to come a little bit earlier.
Yeah,
to the fights in Vegas. Whereas here, people only come for the last fight.
Right, and all the floor seats, I think a lot of the celebrities were just given, like, invited by Netflix, and they were told to go there, and a lot of Astron and influencers who were there on the floor.
Oh, there was a lot of Astron.
There was a lot.
By the way, Michael Irvin was there as well.
He was
at the fight, and then he went to the Canes game. That was a long night for Michael Irvin.
Oh, you're right.
That was a red eye. Yeah. That was a red eye.
What?
Nothing.
There's
only one thing.
What? Ah, oh, come on. He could have gotten some sleep on the plane.
Coffee.
He could have gotten sleep
it's
on the plane.
It's about 5 hours on a plane. Well, no, just kidding. No, like 3.5, sorry.
It's a two-hour.
Let me ask you a question.
It's a three-hour flight, right?
Let me ask you a question.
If it's
to Texas A&M? No, it's like 5 hours.
No. It's like 3.5. Three and a half.
To Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Isn't that almost west?
That's Texas.
All right. So, anyway. Let me just say this. I can understand if he went from Jake Paul to sweet, okay? Then I would say, you know, he's probably a little tired or whatever. But when you go from Jake Paul to on the sidelines like this.
Wait, just stay there. Let me get the
camera.
We get it.
I got questions. And if y'all saying, oh, no, like,
I never thought.
Take it from somebody who has gone out all night, hopped on the red eye, and came in and went to work the next day. Absolutely not. Coffee my ass.
He doesn't need a get back coach, though. I'm impressed. He knows the line.
Come on.
Then they get a warning.
Did they?
Yeah. That game.
Come on, man. Let's not do that to Mike. Playmaker could have just taken an early flight. Oh, yeah. I mean, he has money. He could have taken a private plane.
Yeah.
You know, you can take a private plane, but they won't fly out. They have to fly out according to the airport. You can't just go.
Well, he obviously took a plane. I mean, how was it to get there?
No, because our boy Monroe flew out early Saturday morning. So
was he also at the Jake Paul fight?
Wait, probably. So they had to go. They had to go really early because game started at 11 o'clock local time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Poof. Mm-hmm. It's seven.
I didn't get home till 3 a.m.
So if you leave at if you leave at 7 here, it's 6 there.
Yeah.
Right.
You can get there by 9:30, 10.
And then you go straight to the game.
Yeah. Now, okay, you're not helping because now you're telling me.
I'm trying.
Off the plane, straight to the game, and.
Leroy.
I've never seen anybody like intense like that.
And kissing people.
Oh, that was great.
The wet, the sweaty
that was great.
Kiss. The sweaty kiss.
And he just kept like rubbing it.
He's
off
just
his
like,
face.
They're like, how is that kid? He's like, disgusting.
Like, I'm just
especially with the mop on his head.
Now, let me say it. Damn, nothing but juices and berries. So, the thing is that as long as I've known Mike, he is an intense person.
Dade South says they had an A&M official go and tell Irvin to get off the field. I saw it on his YouTube video.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he mics himself up for these games for his YouTube channel.
Yeah, you can see the little thing.
Yeah, Michael Irving, his YouTube channel.
It's great. Oh, man. we'll take a break. More to come. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update, please, from ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com.
I will only come clean if you admit to being back on the Jaguars bandwagon.
I'm not, though.
Oh, I was about to ask.
I don't understand. Like, how much do I have to paint dead to me to dead to me?
Because, first of all, you change.
I don't change.
Oh, my God.
Not if you wrong me. Sorry.
You're the worst.
Feel nothing.
You're the worst. What happened?
Oh. Careful.
We got partly cloudy skies, but it seems to be a relatively good day. Winds are out of the east, northeast. They're humming a little bit, so I'm going to say they're about 15 plus, maybe gusting a little bit higher than that. And it's right around probably 81, 82 degrees. A little warmer, but it was a little chill this morning. Other than that, looks like a beautiful day for this time of year.
Jarrell says, I need Tobin to acknowledge T-Law. Good game against the fraud Broncos. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, come on. Come on, Tobin.
What?
By the way, 78 degrees. Wind is blowing east-northeast at 15 miles per hour.
Good game. I actually didn't watch. I didn't watch much football after the Dolphins. Just it was kind of, I needed a football cleanse. It was actually funny as I took my kids out afterwards, and we listened to.
Oh my goodness! You sent the. I'm like, he's got three of them in the car,
dude. It was so funny because
were you like fist pumping?
That's my kid.
It was hilarious, dude. My kids were especially my daughter. My the big sister, she starts the lead, and then she's got her little brother as Pied Piper afterwards. You know, she's
and
like,
you didn't say anything beforehand.
Didn't say a thing. We were just listening to the post game on the way. I had it on the radio, and they were playing Mike McDaniel. My daughter's like, who is this guy? And he's just up there. You know, he's got no answers. And she goes, this guy's like the stutter master. I said, that's the Dolphins coach. And she's like, no wonder they suck. I was like, wow. I was like, and she goes,
point for Toby.
And then he keeps going, and he's just going, she's like, little bro's a rambling man. And I was like, oh my God, she's like killing this guy. And then, but I think she could start to see that I was liking it. And she goes,
oh, so she put on the ham?
Oh, dude.
She hammed it up?
And then she goes,
oh, who does that sound like?
She's like,
who's that sound like?
I don't know. And then Sophia's like, how does he talk to anybody in the locker room? Like, do they get the even plays out of, can he even say what the plays are? I'm like, they're not very good. I'm like, this has been my entire point. She was just going in on Mike McDaniel and just talking about how unbearable it was to hear the guy. And she's right. I can't disagree with her. He's got no answers. He's got no answers.
And
what did Tommy say?
Oh, I mean, Tommy was just trying to He was trying to get in. He just kept going like in the back like the whole time. It was crazy.
And you up there fist pumping?
I just thought it was hilarious. Like this was unprompted. We were just listening to it, and she's just like, "Who is this guy?" He's like, "He doesn't know how to talk." I'm like, that's the Dolphins head coach.
Everybody says that though. Until you get in that position. Right, it's not the easiest thing. Like say, oh man,
but it's better.
He
than
makes
that.
It harder.
He makes it harder.
He makes it
more difficult. He tries to answer too many questions instead of just answering the one question. Then we get sidetracked to where he doesn't even answer the original question.
Yep, that's how it goes.
And saying that's a good question doesn't help.
What?
This was him yesterday on how they stink in the third quarter.
Well, I think I could go through all the things that we've tried to do and they've been unsuccessful because it's not like it hasn't been on our radar. This has been something that collectively those 27 points are probably all in games where the after halftime momentum is in our favor. It's not good enough. You have to be able to come out from halftime and adjust, and we aren't executing that at all. So back to the drawing board, and all things are on the table for that, because it's I knew it was a ratio like that, which bottom line is not gonna you're not gonna win more football games than you lose doing things like that, or playing the type of brand that we expect for ourselves. So not good enough.
So I'm sorry, what was that?
Shut up.
So here's the deal. It's one thing to say you're making adjustments or halftime adjustments or whatever. I'm not privy to what plays are called. All I can do is look on the field and see what they are doing and come to my conclusion without knowing what's being called. And there are certain plays that they run that are staples of their offense. And soon as a team or a defense starts stopping those plays, they don't have any counters off of that play that gives the appearance they're running the same play but run a different play. That's what I mean about adjustments. You always, you know, good offensive coaches always stay one step ahead of the defense. And that soon as you pick up what we did, we're on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, with this team, all year, since Mike has been here, the defense catches up before you even attempt to do something different. But by then, it's too late, because now you can't do the thing that they're defending. And if that's the basis point, then once you start having success doing that, that's when you have them have the defense up against them. Then you can start doing nuances from that and always go back to the one thing that worked well instead of waiting for them to catch up and not being able to ever go back. And they've done this year, and they've done this game after game after game. So, like, I'm no offensive guru, but I can look on the field and tell you, and we've watched games, and I say, here's what I would do right now. Here's the adjustment I would make right now before they get caught up. So you stay one step ahead. That's what good offensive coaches do. So I give you a perfect example with the Canes.
Mm-hmm.
They run that guy around the back a bunch of times. They fake the counter. Look how a genius this is. They fake the counter. Everybody knows linebackers follow the guards, right? They pull the guards to the left of the other side, and then ran the ball back out the right with a sweep with one of your fastest guys on the field. That's it. And it all starts with your guy that ran 470 yards. That's running the counter with those two pulling guards. So guess where everybody's going? Everybody's going to follow those guards. Everybody's going to follow that running back. And now you run a reverse at the right time to where there's nobody over there.
But do you think it's like this has obviously been a problem all year? Like,
yes!
Do you think he's capable of doing it? Because like the idea the idea, like, maybe his stuff is just so complex or so in the weeds that, like, he needs the week to prepare for it. They look good usually coming out of the gate, and then they don't have nothing once that juice is run out. They just don't feel like they don't feel like they have anything else to go to.
But you always have something else to go to.
Well, then he's
like it's not a new set of plays.
Yeah, well then,
right? It's like, you know what? I can line my guys up in the same spot. And here's the thing about defenses. You have certain DBs that read line where wide receivers line up, because depending on where you line up on a football field determines what routes you can run. And so these defenders, these, you know, top-notch defenders, look at where you line up on the field, go through their Rolodex, eliminate half of the plays because you're not going to run routes. We've watched film. You're not going to run this route, and this route from this position.
Right.
Okay? Now you line up in three wides to the left. Uh-oh, this is where they normally run that little bubble screen. So we're going to kind of creep up a little bit. Now, you can line up the same way and run a pass play off of that and fake the quick pass. You're going to have half of the defense coming forward. They only need one step the wrong direction. You're done.
That's what happened. That's what happened with their running back. Was it Chase Brown?
Right.
Oh my God, I felt bad for Jordan Brooks yesterday.
But that's my point. They ran an adjustment. Defenses are very good at reading certain things. Oh, this is what they're in. This is what they run. I did my preparation. I'm on it. And then if you run just the slightest little nuance of that and have that defender stepping in the wrong direction, it's over.
But there's also an element, too, where I feel like he does things like even goes away with what's working, too. Like almost like
he gives the defense too much credit. Like I'm a firm believer that if it's working, keep doing it or keep lining up that way until they stop it and you have to go to something different.
Let me ask you a question. Why does Darren Waller always have great first halves and then he's just forgotten about? Because he doesn't stop being 6'7".
Right.
And I'm sitting here confused because, like, obviously the Dolphins go and do things. Like, they can't take away Ja'Marr Chase. You want to know why? He's a monster. He's going to go moss people.
Gotcha.
So, like, why all of a sudden does it become the Dulcich second half? This has happened, like, 4 games this year. Where Darren Waller is like, is it because he can only be prepared for the plays during the week and then they just forget about him? Like, I don't understand. Here was one play. Throw it to him. I'm taller than you. Whee! Took it away. So why does it get...
I don't think he said wee.
He did. I think he did. If you mic'd him up, I think Darren Waller went, wee! Took it off his head. Like a little dwarf. Right. He's like, wee! Took it off his head. And so I'm wondering, like, how come you stop doing that? Why go away from that? He doesn't stop being tall.
My other thing is that there's a fine line in some of the things that we're talking about. Like, they can rotate coverages and defend him, right? Or the coach make the assumption that they are and change up before they've ever stopped it.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes...
That's what I think is happening.
Sometimes what happens with Mike McDaniel is there's things that are working that he says, oh, they're probably going to be onto it, so I'm going to do something else,
mm-hmm.
without really fully understanding that. So your adjustment can be lining up like you're going to do the same thing, have them think you're going to do the same thing, and then have a twist on it to where now you have the thing about defense, all you want, one step in the wrong direction. If that secondary or that linebacker or that safety take one step in the wrong direction with the speed you have on offense, you can get a lead.
I think a lot of the stuff he does is like overthinking sometimes.
Right, exactly.
I just think that you could just tell based on the man that he's an overthinker.
Right.
Like the idea, like putting the weasel on the active roster. It's like, that's a nice thing to do.
That sounds great. Overthinking the room.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. Oh, well Quinn's got a rapport with him. Nah, you know what? If you're the starting quarterback, time to get rapport with the good guys. That's what it's supposed to be.
Right. No, I know. But see.
And I feel bad because, like, first of all, I thought that was a tough call they put on the kid where they blew away the 32-yard. I don't understand. That kind of unraveled everything. So I'm not excusing them giving up 30 gazillion unanswered points. But you keep going to the weasel and come on, man. What are we relying on? We can't get A-chain in the ball all of a sudden?
Here's the other problem. And that I don't know if part of that is you figure, oh, he's had a couple of big catches. They're probably going to take him out. Or they just locked him up. So I know that a lot of defense, and this is why you got to have kind of nuance to your offense, they'll probably say, you know what? We're going to roll the coverage to this guy. We're going to do this with the tight end. We're going to take him out because he's killing us, right? What's your next option? What is your next adjustment? It could be same plays. It could be something along the lines of, let's just swap two guys, right? So it screws up their defense because sometimes you'll swap guys and put guys in different positions, and the defense will be confused that, hey, he's normally over here. Do we double him? And now you've just singled him up with somebody else. But I think this team has come off of, especially offensively, they've gone away from things that have worked for all the wrong reasons. Not because you're outsmarting them, right? What makes an offensive guy is the nuance to the basic things. not the fact that you can be ahead of the game and change the whole offense. And I think sometimes Mike changes so many things and gets away from what was working and having that nuance and that adjustment come off of the appearance that we're going to keep doing the same things. And that's what keeps you one step ahead of them. For me, I've seen it all year. A lot of people wanted to go to other things as to why it was happening or why, and Tua, that was the whole Tua conversation. It's never been about Tua with me, although I admit he's played the worst he's played in his career.
He stunk.
It's all – I said that, Vlad. We don't have to
– Yeah, Tua stunk, but I think the coach stunk too.
But it and, but it's like I've never seen a team who has five or six plays work in the first half and you move the ball up and down the field, and then the second half you can't get social distancing because they've made an adjustment to what was working so well for you and you haven't. And watching it over and over and over again becomes frustrating whether you're a fan or not.
We got to take a break. When we come back, Leroy will gather us around the locker room and hand out his game balls and game bums from the weekend. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Nah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's. No, it's not. It's game balls and game bums. I'm all out of whack. It's a week. It's a holiday. Game balls and game bums, dude.
Mm-mm.
It is.
No, I know, but don't try to. I'm all out of whack.
I am.
Because if I would have said the wrong thing, you would have. That's not what it is.
Totally fair. I'll take a deflecting. Okay. My bad. I made excuses. I apologize.
For deflecting.
What do you got today, Leroy, for game balls and game bums?
Contrary to popular belief, my game ball goes to the Miami Hurricanes, yeah, offense and defensive line.
That's good.
And to Malachi Toney. He is very fortunate, and I'm happy for him for this reason. as much of a part of, and the reason why they were there, I would hate to have it all fall on him without people acknowledging that. And he got a chance to make good. Right. And you don't always get that chance in the same game.
That was so Goosey's.
So it, I was really happy for him just to get that opportunity. But when you talk about football and the way football can travel anywhere, the game that the Hurricanes played, offensive line, defensive line, and running the football, you can play that style of game against anyone, anywhere. And so that they get both get my game balls. But I was more giving it to Malachi because of the situation.
The bounce back, dude.
Right.
The bounce back was so exactly. cool. I thought it was such a great moment for the team. Mark Fletcher, what a leader he was right. in that right. moment. You know, because it's like, yeah, you forget. Like, he is a kid, and he's wow. been so, so great.
Time out.
Hmm?
Tardy B.
Oh, yeah, she was tardy.
I was trying not
minus
to
one
run.
Minus 1 point for tardiness.
YouTuber.
That's the one.
That's the one. We had to break in the normal programming for this special alert. Tardy B.
The one. Oh, that was that, perfect.
So.
Perfect.
Now let's get.
The B stands for Berterer.
To my
game bum.
Hmm?
There's so many places.
Give it to the Texas A&M lineman.
That I could go.
Loudmouth.
Oh, no. See, he got his. He don't need to. We don't need to talk about it, right? He had to deal with him. I'm going to say, like, the Miami Dolphins. And here's why. You can't play a game and play a season and come up with all the reasons why you're in this situation. And it just keeps changing all the time. First it was this. First, then it was, you know, Tua. Then it was, well, the same things keep happening. Like, regardless of who your quarterback is, who your running back is, who your wide receivers are. I have been a big Mike McDaniel fan. I've been patient. I don't know why. Because, like, yeah, I've been there. Hmm. Like, I've been the person that required a little, you know.
What does he require?
Huh?
What's he require, this guy?
I don't know.
He's come out here.
I don't know, but it takes me a long time to get to this point. I've now been watching the same events over and over again, win or lose, coming out the second half of football.
I just want to know, like, we did a simple exercise yesterday on Game Day Uncensored.
What's a simple exercise?
A little simple exercise.
Any exercise. How much weight did you lose?
You don't have to be rude.
Leroy.
You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be rude. It doesn't have to come down to fat shaming always.
Okay. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm
you
angry.
Already did it to the Kelly Clarkson show.
No, I didn't.
Which was another minus one for you.
No, I didn't.
She's deflecting now because she wants the heat off of her.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
That's all right.
No. This is what we did, a simple exercise during Game Day Uncensored yesterday.
All right. I'd love to do it.
It's called a pros and cons list.
Okay.
And let me tell you something about Mike McDaniel. His cons list was way longer than his pros list.
Yeah.
Way longer, dude.
Right.
And you want to know something? I think it's ridiculous that this guy has been getting to skate this entire season. I'm listening yesterday.
Well, because everybody blamed Tua.
Is he a con artist?
He might be. No, he might be, Vlad. But I'm telling you, yesterday, I'm seeing all these reports come out there. Oh, Stephen Ross loves Mike McDaniel. Oh, Stephen Ross thinks highly of Mike McDaniel. Now, I don't know if this stuff is true. I don't know if this is Mike McDaniel's camp manipulating. But I'm going to tell you something right now, Mr. Ross, sitting in that booth there with your Candy Crush that you're playing on your phone. Somebody get that guy some better glasses, by the way. That phone was so close to his face. I don't let my kid sit that close to a screen. Garfinkel, you care about him? What about his eyesight? Anyway, it is not the responsible thing to do as an owner and as a leader of an organization if he has decided that Mike McDaniel is going to stay around.
Do not announce it after 45 to...
Don't announce it. Don't even feel it. Don't think it. You let the season play out, and then you let this guy face the music for however disappointing the season ends up being, which is really disappointing. And then, instead of what you did last year, which was put a statement out right after the season ended, because for whatever reason, these guys couldn't handle 48 hours of questioning at an end-of-year press conference, then you determine whether or not he should keep his job, which I do not think he should. But at least let the whole year play out. Don't get hocus-pocused by some bogus win streak. Let the year play out and then make a decision like a grown-up, which, by the way, Mr. Ross, you haven't been, because every single time you get the goosies for useless games. You did this with Joe Philbin. You gave him an extension out of nowhere for no reason. No one was going to ask for him. I mean, like, was he feeling the pressure? No. And you just were like, yeah, we beat the Vikings this week. Give him an extension. Why? Stop doing that. Let the year play out, then make an evaluation. And let me tell you something. Don't let your top reason be like, well, I don't know if we can get anybody better. Who was this guy? He was just one guy who had a quirky Zoom meme who got one interview, you guys. That can't be your reason. You need to know whether the guy's good enough. And let me tell you something. There's a lot of reasons he's not good enough.
Because you made a list.
A pros and cons list.
I can't wait to hear this list.
Wait.
Well, I don't have it with me anymore.
Oh.
But I can remember some of them.
Okay.
You want the pros or the cons?
Both.
Next hour.
Ridiculous. And I mean, I'm sitting here.
You hijacked my segment.
I'm sorry. But like, it's just enough of him already. Oh, I'm so sorry that this guy. You did hand out your game ball and game bum, though.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, but I was given a reason, and then you just hijacked it. Stick him up.
We'll take a break.
Now we're taking a break.
We gotta take a break. It's gotta stay on clock.
Fine.
For Leroy.
Hey, somebody call the police. I mean, like, what happened? I've been hijacked.
You've been Mike McDaniel.
I've been pros and cons.
That's the name of the hour.
Yeah.
Take a break. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.